Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
The Spirit moved on the face of the water, but you don't see no activation until God speaks. The Spirit is in your circumstance. It's all around you, but He will not move until the Word is manifested. Glory to God. Some of us won't even tap into the Word, and we frustrated sitting in our little cubicle, sitting there talking about, I wish things would change. You need a word from the Lord. Speak the Word. Find out what God's purposes is, and then you see the Spirit of God move. Move, Holy Ghost. In every heart, in every life, in the name of Jesus.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am Driven. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 13.
That is Mark chapter 1, verse 9 through 13. Mark is one of the synoptic gospel writers who captures a certain angle of Jesus' movement while in the earth. We believe he writes primarily to the Romans who occupied Palestine during that season. He writes to them because he speaks of the power of God. And God used Mark to identify areas where Jesus' power was magnified and revealed to the nations of the world, actually to Israel, and ultimately to the nations after the Holy Spirit descended in Acts chapter 2. But we want to talk for a moment, read in your hearing, Mark chapter 1, verse 9 through 13. The word of the Lord reads like this, and it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway, I like that, and straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I like verse 12. And immediately, say that immediately, the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. He was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan. Not demons, the devil himself showed up and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. He had a visitation from the supernatural realm. I want to talk to you today as we continue with our I Am series from this subject, I Am Driven. Say, I Am Driven. Verse 12 says, immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. I want to talk about the driven today, those who have a wind in their back, those that God have purposed for something unique. And maybe you've been a little lethargic about it, but God is shifting now, blowing wind to help you to move into what he's called you to move in. Say, I am driven. Glory to God, I'm driven. I'm driven. I'm so driven, I don't need you to drive. The Holy Spirit is driving this one. I am driven. I got something on the inside of me that's telling me to go ahead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am driven. Father, I thank you for this message and for this anointing. I thank you for people who are driven, who are not moved by the weather, who are not marginalized by circumstances. For the life center is driven from Tinesville down. Certainly those in this region can come out of homes to be a part of what you're doing. I pray that you would awaken the driven in our region. Help them to understand it is not by power nor by might that we accomplish what you've tasked us to accomplish. But it is by your Spirit, O God. Help me to articulate vision for your people. Open us up to new revelation. Thank you for the inspiration that only comes from the Holy Spirit. I give you praise, glory, and honor for all that you do. Magnify your word in the midst of us and be magnified as we worship. God, throw your weight around. Let your glory come off the floor. Let the kabod and the weight of God rest in the atmosphere. And we will give you praise. We will give you glory. We love you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I am driven. Say it with me. I am. I am driven. Glory to God. I'm excited about this passage in this moment that we're here in the presence of God. I'm also excited about the text that we read. Seasoned preachers don't just dive into the text. They give you an introduction first, but I got to look at this passage and throw away protocols and just get into the text for a moment, because it's so rich. It's so rich, and it's going to awaken something in you if you have a wind at your back. And I believe God to do some great things in the lives of his people. I've been pastoring this church for almost 30 years. It started in our living room, and to see it grow to where it is today and the influence around the world, I'm grateful. He told me Truth Revealed would be a household name, and he's making that happen. Glory to God. You know why? Because there's a wind in our back. And many of you came today, but you didn't just come because you wanted to. A wind blew you here. A gust just came up and just began to blow you into what God has called you to be in. Sometimes it comes through desperation. Sometimes it comes through issues and pain. But God is at work in you, and he's going to do something special in your life. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from his small town of Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. I want you to see purposeful movements. Purposeful movements. When you are purposeful, he came out of his hometown with purpose to go to the Jordan to be baptized. That means any distractions along the way, he was able to avoid. A lot of times, if you don't know where you're going, you'll stop and make pit stops. But when you know where you're going, it doesn't matter what people are flagging in front of you. It doesn't matter how many distractions are shown, or how many people are saying, but come down this road, or you need to take a pit stop and go down that road. No, I know where I'm going. I'm going to Jordan to be baptized by a specific person. His name is John. He paved the way for Jesus. Amen. So if anybody else was baptized, he passed them. And he went specifically to John. I want to encourage you. Do you even know where you're going? Or do you have any purpose in your life? Do you know what God has intended for you to be with? Who to be with? What area you need to connect with? What church and ministry you need to be a part of? If you have any answer to that, and if it's a yes, then get to it. Jump to it. Step with it. And start moving with purpose, because the driven folk are always purposeful in their movements. The Bible says when he got down in the water straightway, when he's coming up out of it, no movement until he came up out of the water. Straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open. The next thing you need to see is an open heaven accompanies those who are purposeful. When you're making movement, when you're making movement that's ordained by God, then you need to understand the next dimension of that is an open heaven. Glory to God. And I need an open heaven in my life. How many of you ever prayed and felt like your prayers are hitting a brass ceiling? You're praying, but it doesn't seem like there's a connectedness. And then there are times when you can just say Jesus, and it looks like the word, the name of Jesus goes straight to the throne. Amen. This is what God wants you to understand. A lot of times when the name of Jesus doesn't go where it needs to go, it means there's no open heaven. But if you can get the heavens open, and what gets the heavens open is purposeful movements. When you connect with purpose, you can expect God to open up the heavens. If heaven has no equity in what we're doing, we're just wasting time. But I need heaven to have equity in what I'm doing in the earth, which means, and you prayed it, you prayed, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And if you prayed the prayer, expect heaven to show up, glory to God, when you're doing what God has called you to do in the earth. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. Head up, here comes the Holy Ghost. The next phase after the open heaven is empowerment. Divine empowerment. The Holy Ghost is released because he had purpose. He also experienced an open heaven, and now the Spirit of God comes out. God doesn't open up the windows of heaven and will not pour. If he opens the windows of heaven, there's a pouring that's coming afterwards. Glory to God. And this is why I want to encourage the body today. Don't worry about the weather out there. You may have clouds, but there's a sun shining above the clouds. Sometimes we allow the clouds in our atmosphere to clog the sun, but the sun is still shining. The sun, it never went down. It rose up in the east at the appointed time, and God wants you to know there is no darkness in his purpose. There is no darkness in his empowerment. There is no darkness when he's telling you to do what you need to do and you obey him. Here comes empowerment. Released from heaven in the form of a dove. An empowerment to do what he's called Jesus to do. And some of us are frustrated because there is no dove in our lives. There is no release from the throne. We're frustrated because we're trying to do it on our own. I want to encourage you, man, seek the Lord. Let him put weight on your words. Let him put purpose in your movements. He will open up the heavens and then release empowerment for you to do what he's called you to do. Look at the word here. I love it. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased. Thou art my beloved son. Here we see the next phase is not only does God send the Holy Ghost, but he also sends a heavenly vibration. There's a sound that God wants you to hear. Glory to God. There's a sound that you want. There's a voice from heaven that God wants you to hear. We know that now we have the Word of God. We're not looking for heaven to speak to us when you can read the Word. Actually, the more you read the Word, the more you'll hear him audibly. Glory to God. Let him open up your spiritual ear. I got spiritual people, they want to hear a divine sound when he's got the word right there. He will speak to you from the volume of the book. Glory to God. The word was made flesh and dwelled among us. And we're trying to hear. I got to hear what my purpose. No, the purpose is already revealed. You got to discover what God wants you to discover. And that's why, how can you hear without a preacher? How can you hear without a preacher preaching the divine revelation of God and releasing it in the midst of his people? You got to get up under a word. And I want to encourage all people, just because we're living in the 21st century, God has not changed his method. Amen. You can't get a quickie with God. You got to learn how to sit up under the word. You got to sit up under the word and let God do something powerful in your life, and sit up under a preacher that you respect. Glory to God. Let God put you up under a preacher that you respect, that can speak to you, glory to God, and it causes you to step into your destiny. You don't give God just a little bit of time. You got to give God all of your heart and your soul and your mind and your strength. And immediately the Spirit driveth him. I want you to know when the Spirit of God is speaking, glory to God, out of heaven or through the Word of God, you need to know the next phase is he's going to do something in the earth. The Spirit waits on the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Darkness covered the face of the deep, and stop right there. It will stay that way until God said, let there be light. Glory to God. The Spirit moved on the face of the water, but you don't see no activation until God speaks. Glory to God. The Spirit is in your circumstance. It's all around you, but He will not move until the Word is manifested. Glory to God. Some of us won't even tap into the Word, and we frustrated sitting in our little cubicle, sitting there talking about, I wish things would change. You need a word from the Lord. Speak the Word. Find out what God's purposes is, and then you see the Spirit of God move. Move, Holy Ghost, in every heart, in every life, in the name of Jesus. After the Word of God is released, after the sound, the vibration comes from heaven, immediately the Spirit driveth him in the wilderness. I like the King James here because it doesn't seem like there's a casual movement. There's a gust. Glory to God. There's an unction of the Holy Ghost that says, now I'm going to drive you in the purpose even the more. Notice he didn't drive him to a Hilton or drive him to a palace or drive him to Las Vegas. He drove him into the wilderness. And some of us don't want to go there. We want to tell God where we want to go. But God is the one that determines what's next in your life. You want next? I want next. Do you really want next? Well, what if next is the wilderness? The purpose of God was for Jesus to be tested. You don't know what's in you until you test it. You don't know what's in you until there's opposition. You don't know how far you can go until somebody's resisting you. You don't know what you can do until you see obstacles in your life and He helps you to overcome them. I can't pray that you move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling blocks, but lead me in the path everlasting. Can somebody say amen? And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. Driveth him. He comes out. He's wet coming out. Holy Ghost is on him. What we want to do now is speak in tongues. Oh my God. Let me bask. Let me bask in this moment. No, not the Holy Ghost. Wind started blowing. Whoa, God. And drives him in the wilderness. Glory to God. In other words, there are places we won't go unless we're driven. Glory to God. There's some things we just won't do. We go down the path of least resistance. But God is starting to corral you now. He's not going to let you just flow. You're not going to get over with yesterday's prescription. Now God is in charge and He's driving you into purpose. Glory to God. And you got to go with the wind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's give Him a praise there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to go with the wind. Glory to God. And immediately the Spirit driveth him in the wilderness. Whew. After the heavenly sound, you're driven. Thank you, Lord. Say, I'm driven. The Bible says he was there in the wilderness for 40 days. That's well over a month. Here's another purpose to have an encounter with Satan himself. We know when the Word was in its divine form before being released into the earth, Satan had no authority. Jesus even said, I saw Satan fall as lightning. But now he's in the earth. He must be tested by Satan himself. Notice he's driven in the wilderness to go through a test. The driven people must be qualified. Driven people must be qualified. You cannot say, I'm driven and I'm going to a new level and I'm going to a new level. I'm going to be all that God has called me to be without being tested. It is the test that proves your authenticity. So are you synthetic or authentic? Are you a counterfeit or a copy of somebody else? Or do you have an original form? Do you have your own life print, or have you been following others so much that you got their style?
Is Jesus Lord of all? Hallelujah. Or is it a part of you up in there creating stuff and working stuff? The test will prove what's real and what's not real. So he drives us into the wilderness as he did his son to test him by Satan himself. And he was there with wild beasts. Notice it's not just Satan, but the wolf is there. And the scorpion is there. And every kind of wildness is there. Nature is there. What do you do when nature stands before you? Glory to God. The test is so broad. Mark only gives us a peek into it. But the Bible says he was tested in all areas as we were. Yet he did not succumb. And I'm glad that he's the Savior and the captain of our salvation. Amen. I'm your pastor, but you move beyond me and go to the one that passed the test. My job is to point you to Jesus and to tell you how wonderful he is. Merton has flaws. He's cracked. He's got potholes. He's got stuff. If you pour in me, I may leak, but he doesn't have no flaws. He's the great I am. He's the one that did, that was, that is, and is to come. And he passed the test. Glory to God. Ralph Tresvant said, can you stand the rain? Let me change it. Can you stand the test? While in the wilderness, when your tongue is dry and you feel thirsty, when you haven't eaten for a while, there's no morsel and there's no moisture in the atmosphere. What do you do when a steak comes before you? When you're hungry. Glory to God. When you're thirsty, what do you do? Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus because he passed the test. He's driven. Supernatural visitations occur. Satan comes, but also angels comes to minister to him. Let me tell you something. God is not going to let the devil test you and not send an angel to minister to you. God is not going to let you go through trials without sending a supernatural angel of the Lord, a being that's just as acute and strong as Satan is, to make sure you get everything you need. Hallelujah. When you go through your test, expect the visitation, not just from the devil, but God is trying to get something to you. What we do is focus on the devil way too much. But let me prophesy to the devil, you get no TV time in this service. We're not talking about how bad you are. We're going to talk about how good God is. God is good all the time. Ooh, Jesus. And all the time, God is good. Touch your neighbor and pull him and say, God is good. You may not be, but God is. Thank you, Jesus. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I thought I'd have some old Pentecostals say it with me. God is good all the time, and all the time. God is good. Wild beasts. Satan himself, but also angels. Thank you, Lord. Look for the angelic visitation. Be careful how you entertain strangers. For some have entertained angels unaware. And when you got to go through something, or you just came through, God will send a person or an angel in human form to show up to give you some encouragement. But if you focus on the devil too much and the wild beast, you won't see it. They may not be dressed in royal apparel. They may not look like you want them to look, but there's something distinct about them. Because the scripture is clear. He will send an angel to minister to you. Thank you, Jesus. And he sent an angel. And he touched me. And he touched me. And he touched me. It's often seen in entrepreneurs and in pro athletes. It's often seen in inventors, adventurers. It's often seen in Navy SEALs and CEOs. It's in the DNA. Researchers have discovered the thing that's in the DNA. And that is that driven people usually have traits they manifest certain things. And one of the things they manifest is resilience. A driven person will manifest resilience. In other words, you hit me, but I'm coming back. You hit me, but I'm not going to give up.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Am Driven, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2312-1708. That's reference number 2312-1708.
Abbasar Inspired Men. Registration is still open for Lift 321, the 2024 Men's Advanced Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th. Scan the QR code in the lobby or check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event.
Women's Sunday School is still every Sunday at 10 a.m., so join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary. Ladies, beginning in January 2024, we will dive deeper into deliverance and spiritual warfare, conquer spiritual battles, and find freedom in Christ with our new book study, The Bondage Breaker, by Neil T. Anderson. Purchase your copy for $15 at the communication and promotion counter, and join us to discover the truths that set people free in Jesus. We extend a personal invitation to you, your friends, and your family to celebrate New Year's Eve with us on Sunday, December 31st. What better way to cross over into the year of divine order than by spending it praising and thanking God? Doors will open at 9 p.m. and the worship experience starts at 10 p.m. So come early to get your seat. We thank you for your continued generosity and for spending time with us today. Gather your family and friends and join us as we rejoice in God's greatness.